Welcome all. Thanks for joining us today. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio where you are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. I'm William Walter, Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with our Wisconsin Revolution, joined on this lovely, lovely Friday afternoon by the squad, Mr. Luke Mathers and Mr. Aaron Zommers. Gentlemen,
Aaron,
it's the Thursdayest Friday of the week. How you doing?
I don't feel like AOC or Ayanna Pressley or any of the excellent women of the squad. I feel like we got to come up with a new nickname for Aaron and I.
Well, you know, squad... There's not just one squad.
I feel like they've kind of taken squad, though. I feel like we're trying to step on their toes a little bit, Will. We got
to
come up
Maybe we're trying to emulate them. Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery.
Yeah, that's why somehow all the segments I come up with, all of a sudden, they were Will's idea.
I mean, I do have a lot of great segment ideas. I will admit
Just like Fridays, what we're doing here on a Friday.
The absolute most Wisconsin headline of the week is a Friday staple. I am so proud of myself for having come up with that after I heard you suggest it. Aaron, how are you doing Friday afternoon?
And I would also like to mention that this has nothing to do with Kristen Bry's best Wisconsin headline of the week, or weirdest, or worst, or any of that. This is completely different.
It's completely
Luke
on
didn't
our own.
Steal it.
Completely
you didn't steal it. Own. I pointed to the wrong people there, as you can see on the stream, but...
No relation. But yeah, as goes Wisconsin, just wrapping up here in their first edition of the show. Kristen Bry broadcasting here from the State Street headquarters for Civic Media. It was an excellent edition. I was able to join her from 10:30 till 11. If you missed any portion of Kristen's show, go check out the podcast. It was a lot of fun. Greg Bach, Kristen, and I had a lot of fun. Kristen also had tremendous guests, and it was an all-around great experience to have Kristen here in Madison on this Friday.
Yeah.
And you guys left it there, and you just okay, cool.
I mean, I didn't know where you were. It felt like you hadn't finished your thought yet, so I was kind of like waiting.
I was just
for
saying
you
it
to,
was great to have Kristen here. That's all.
Waiting for you to complete the thought, but I'll have to get down to State Street one of these days, too. It sounds like I'm missing out on a party down there, huh? On Friday in particular.
We gave Kristen a little studio envy as well. She was broadcasting from here. She's like, "This is kind of nice. Nice new facility." She's a little envious. Her home studio in Waukesha. By comparison, she says. I did get to broadcast from there once, but excellent little downtown Waukesha studio. I like that one a lot as well in the Shaw. But we're having a lot of fun here in Madison. Really glad that we could be joined by Kristen on this Friday. And now we get to do some Wisconsin. We're just going to do some Wisconsin headlines because we're going to be joined by Hawk Sullivan, owner of several different neighborhood bars here in Madison, coming up for an Ask the Bartender segment at 12:30. So, Will...
Another concoction of mine, Luke, ever since you suggested it to me about a half hour ago. That's such a good idea. I think I'm going to take that for myself. Thank you.
No worries. And so, as you've pointed out, you were the winner last week, even though I was on the road in Green Bay. I was trying to do my best to come up with some good headlines, but Aaron picked yours. So I believe that means I get to go first on this Friday afternoon.
You do lead the show today, Mr. Mathers. What do you got for your first headline? So
this one over at WPR.org. This one, Will, it's becoming all too Wisconsin. And this is, it's just not good, but it is something we as a state are facing. Headline for Wisconsin Public Radio, DNR. Stella Wells have some of the highest levels of PFAS, or PFAS, depending on who you ask, in the U.S., so we are leading the nation with PFAS contamination, Will, and that is just so unfortunate. The tests that the DNR was conducting on both groundwater, which the state does not have a standard for here in Wisconsin because the Natural Resources Board and the Department of Natural Resources failed to deadlock. That was during that almost two-year overstaying of his term, Frederick Prehn, preventing the Natural Resources Board from being able to come to a conclusive decision on that. We don't have standards for PFAS contamination in groundwater, but we do for wells. And some of the wells in Stella, which is a town in northern Wisconsin near Rhinelander, if you're not familiar with Stella itself, Some of the wells in Stella, Will, having readings of 36,000 parts per trillion for PFAS contamination. Do you know what the state standard is and what the federal standard is for this family of chemicals?
I believe the state standard is 70 parts per trillion, and the federal standard is significantly lower.
It's like
four parts per trillion?
I think it's three. It's four.
It's four parts per trillion. Very, very good guess.
I acted surprised. I had the same article, so great find, Luke. Great find.
This one, it just leapt off the page as a very unfortunate Wisconsin story. Because
I shouldn't laugh because you're right. This is gross.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of this segment's supposed to be fun. Obviously, we want to talk about the fun Wisconsin headlines, but it's also important to talk about the not so fun Wisconsin headlines and seeing this as a glaring problem. And now we're finding out that at the federal level, some of the negotiations on whether or not our federal government is going to be funded, which they have a deadline of the end of this month to do so. Otherwise, there will be a federal government shutdown. One of the negotiating tactics right now is that Republicans in the House of Representatives, they want to cut funding by billions of dollars at the EPA, one of the directly related aspects for what we would lose as Americans and Wisconsinites if that funding gets cut, is addressing PFAS contamination. So going to be a huge topic here for the rest of the month of September, if that is truly where the negotiations are going to go around whether or not the federal government's going to get funded. But here in Wisconsin, we have some of the worst contamination for PFAS in the entire country. And unfortunately, it's just not getting addressed as quickly as it needs to be.
You know,
I remember the water table leaks. So even the Wisconsin River had levels as high as 10 parts per trillion.
The Pelican River, several different lakes up in northern Wisconsin, all having these increased levels of PFAS. So let's go up to you for your next most Wisconsin headline.
Well, first I'd like to go to Aaron, who I so rudely cut off there. My apologies, Aaron. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, look, all you rich people trying to hold up the government from paying for the Environmental Protection Agency, I get it. You got your own private supply of perfectly clean water, and you can let the peons die at your feet. Just come on. Stop being evil. Stop being cartoonishly evil. And I'm going to stop there before I go off.
Well, this Wisconsin headline has struck a nerve with producer Aaron Zommers. So, yeah.
I like that. Let's get energized. Let's get angry.
Yeah,
like,
it's a Friday.
Seriously.
Get fired up about it. Yeah.
This is our water supply. This is the basis of life. 70% of the human body made up of water. We need this. All of us need this. This is not unique.
And I do agree. We got a text from Mark from the SAC saying that Freddie, referring to Fred Prenn, and his fellow regulation blockers should have to drink the most contaminated water existing. Yep. If they're going to keep standing in the way of having drinkable water, well, they should have to share with the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. It's a very common trope now as well. Remember how many public officials we've seen going to locations to drink the water to make a big deal of the fact that they're willing to do it. You know, Flint, Michigan
is
the first one that comes to mind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, this gets me angry too. So I'm gonna move on before I give myself an aneurysm on air. I have a bit of a, I don't want to call it the LaDainian Tomlinson headline of the week, but I'm gonna call it the LaDainian Tomlinson headline of the week, Luke, because I think this one was the low hanging fruit, and I'm really glad that you did not find it. Reading over from the Wisconsin State Journal, this Wisconsin student landed unique exception NIL deal. Will Hazeltine just wanted free coffee. He goes to Quick Trip a lot, enough that he earned a full year of free coffee through Quick Trip's rewards incentives, but that was coming to an end in February, so he thought he'd try his luck. He found an email from someone at Quick Trip asking if the convenience store would be willing to sponsor him. Didn't hear back immediately and thought nothing would come of the attempt. He is a mellophone player in the University of Wisconsin band.
Hang on. You do know that this is the story that I told you that you missed on my absence, that you were claiming the win the Monday after. I told you the NIL deal for the Badger, UW Badger marching band member with Quick Trip.
Then why is the date?
The story must have
came
out.
The date's September 8th.
But the original story that I found on this was reported back on August 18th. It was the day that I had off, and you were claiming victory, and you're using an old story.
I'm using a story labeled September 8th.
It may have published now this week in a different outlet, but I'm telling you that there is a source article for this story from September 18th or August 18th.
Check it,
excuse me. I'm going to. We're going to come to a commercial break. I told you can check the tape on that Monday after my wedding. I came in and I told you that you missed the low-hanging fruit that week, and that both, because I listened to you claiming victory in my absence, and I wasn't able to be on the air that day, but this was a Most Wisconsin headline from 3 weeks ago, my friends.
So anyways, my Wisconsin headline of the week for today. No, I defer to published dates, Luke. You were
Aaron,
you chose your priorities. You had to get married. You had to have a life outside of the show.
I'm not ashamed of that in one bit, but this is a recycled headline from a different week. I'm telling
you,
I'm looking it up right now.
Partnership between Hazeltine and Quick Trip generated some local coverage. That is very, very Wisconsin.
Yeah, I just found an article from mid-August about that.
You had the producer check the tape, and this was the one I told you the Monday after my wedding. I told you that this was the Most Wisconsin headline. So you, sir, reusing 3 week old stories that were honestly published this week in a different outlet. So I will give you credit. You found it there. But even if I found the Wisconsin State Journal story from this week, I would have considered it spoiled because I had already discussed it on a Monday.
This is not a good look for me.
As the judge,
Troy from Mount Horeb texted in. Listen to WMDX here on the Civic Media app for our Mad Radio 92.7. I thought this was a tape show when the NIL story was brought up today. Thank you, Troy and Mount Horeb.
Official,
I appreciate you.
Official judge decision. Yeah. I won't count it for you because it's old, but I won't count it against you because this article was just published.
Because it's also new. You know what? I'll take that. This is not a good look for me. So, I'm catching the heat left and right. Troy's got Luke's back today. I appreciate Aaron slightly having my back today.
He's letting you know it wasn't completely out of bounds, but it was a little stale. That's what we want. We won't say spoiled. We'll say
swing and a miss
stale
on my part.
Then. All right, we got about a minute before the break, and we're going to be joined by Hawk Sullivan, owner and proprietor of several neighborhood bars here in Madison. But real quick, throw your other Wisconsin headlines out so we can at least get one entry that's valid from Will this week.
Oh, man. Well, now I had a zillion of them, but let's go with over from Wisconsin News. Wisconsin River Meats wins 3 honorable mention awards at the Wisconsin State Fair for its summer sausage, jerky, and snack sausage. And this is what makes it oh so Wisconsin, in my opinion. The items were then auctioned off at the Governor's Blue Ribbon Meat Products Auction, benefiting the Wisconsin 4-H Foundation.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Excellent Wisconsin. Little follow-up there for the fact that you're just clearly not listening when I share my 2 cents on the show. Well, folks,
you gotta be more persuasive, Luke.
You're listening to Town Call across Civic Media. We're gonna return with Hawk Sullivan when we get back.
And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMBF.
I don't remember. Go until they cut me off. Wanna get a little lost in the noise, in the lights. Hey, bartender.
Welcome, one. Welcome, all. Welcome back. This is Town Call. A brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789.
Yeah, and we now on Town Call, joined by Hawk Sullivan, proprietor and owner of several neighborhood bars. No?
Yeah. I was still the song that came on. I was like, what is this?
I'm sorry.
Oh, and then the lyrics, I was like,
hey, bartender,
okay,
we got there. We made it. It
made sense.
That's your hypothetical walk-up music now.
Well,
no.
I was going to say,
no.
I don't even like Lady Antebellum. I just picked it because it says, hey, bartender.
There you go. Well, we can cut it and make that a drop, Aaron, but we don't have to use the whole song next time, Hawk.
What would, have you guys talked about what would your walk-up song be?
Mine, I know what mine would be. Will, do you know what your walk-up
song
is?
Like, specifically, you know a song?
Yeah.
Luke already planned
it
out.
No,
it's sitting there at bed at night.
Aaron probably knows
man.
What my walk-up song is, because it's probably my most requested song that I listen to for In-N-Out segments, and it's the bass line of it's always stuck in my head. Oh. So I have this song. See? The producer knows! The bass line is just constantly in my head.
I like big bucks and I can't deny. Oh, wait. Oh, that was the same beat, wasn't it?
Different song. Maybe similar beats. Maybe similar beats, different song, though. This Must Be the Place by Sure Sure, though. It's I swear, I have that tune stuck in my head all the time.
Will, what's your walk-up song?
Well, now that you get, do you remember the when Burger King did a commercial where they did a riff on Big Butts? Now that's stuck
in
my head.
Oh, now that you're stuck in your head?
No, it's just Whopper. SpongeBob it's just the Whopper Whopper
oh,
song.
Oh, Whopper Whopper.
This one. Yep.
This should be a good walk-up song.
Will's always dropping the SpongeBob references. So that's a good one. I thought
that's
you were going to say Whopper.
Right,
like, literally, you mentioned Burger King, and I thought you were just going to start singing the Whopper Whopper song.
Oh, my God. My son sings that.
Oh, I
don't even understand where he sees it from, by the way. Like, we don't really have commercials on our streaming stuff.
It's
so where
big
is
on
my
socials.
Son?
Yeah.
Oh, my son's. My son's 8. Like, what's he's on the socials? He's not on the socials.
Probably.
YouTube. Any type of.
It could be a YouTube
that's
ad.
What it is.
If it's as often as I see it on, because I watch YouTube TV and I get Whopper. I get the Whopper thing all the time.
Wow. I'm surprised. How is Burger King still around, by the way? Do you guys
good
in Madison
question.
Burger King?
Ad campaigns like this. That's
oh,
why.
We're sitting here talking about
that song slaps, dude. We're talking about it on air.
Does it really slap? It's just Whopper, 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 Whopper.
They spend a lot of money on it.
It's catchy.
Everybody should look up the Arby's situation because it's really weird. Like, Arby's has $1 billion and they're trying to buy Subway, but how do they have $1 billion? Do you know anybody who goes to Arby's?
I'll eat at Arby's from
it's
time
Yum
to time.
Foods. It's Yum Foods. Oh. They own all of that.
Yum Foods.
It's the people who bought, I think they own Pizza Hut. They own Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wait, isn't that isn't the lady
BWT.
From The Blind Side involved in Yum Foods?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
There's a whole connection there.
I think it's sketchy.
They
I
own
think
Taco
it's Russian,
Bell,
I think
KFC,
it's money.
Pizza Hut. Like,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, dude.
I think it's Russian funneled money.
The money's coming from somewhere.
This is what happens when you sit down at the bar and you start asking questions to the bartender. You go down on just a little side story.
We go anywhere
on walk-up music.
Can I tell you something? So there's all this. You probably heard the saying before of like with employees, for instance, or whatever. Like, the things you don't talk about at the bar is religion and politics. And I'm like, dude, that's like the only two things I talk about at the bar. Like, what are you talking about? What kind of crappy bars are you going to?
That and who the heck is going to Burger King?
And yes,
those
and
are the
Burger
questions.
King.
Those are the questions.
Who? I mean, sports. Okay,
yeah,
sports.
Yeah.
But like, I do not. I tell my bartenders, be yourself. You know, like if someone
talk about
saying,
all the fast food you want.
Talk about all the fast food you want. Sing the I like big butts Burger King song.
As long as they have Hawk's music ready when he walks into the bar for the walk up song, they're good to go.
I would probably pick something either like. Super ironic, like Let It Go or something stupid, you know, like some cheesy song like that. Or
is that for the kids or you just
no,
like,
just kind of
ironically. Okay.
Right. So when I used to bartend at Amy's Cafe, which is not there anymore, it used to be right off State Street, and we would all play we played our own music. I don't think we had a jukebox. Yeah, we didn't have a jukebox, and so we'd bring our music
off. Or like you, or you, there was.
Oh my God! Back then
it was
CDs, and
because
I'm old, and so we had CDs. So I had to bring in like 100 CDs and like one of those 5 disc changers, and you'd put the discs in, and then you basically DJ'd, right?
Yeah.
And so, but we like me and Murray, the guy who used to bartend there with me, we would we'd be playing like Dre and like all the popular songs, and then always like at midnight when it was totally packed. We'd randomly play some like Dave Brubeck, some like jazz song, like, and it was funny because like these college kids would be like all into Dre, doing all this stuff. All of a sudden you play like a jazz song, they're like, "What the heck is?"
Hold
like,
up.
They're like so confused,
yeah.
And like their confusion was our amusement, Like we'd play like the girl from Ipanema or something in the middle of when it's totally packed, Anyway,
that sounds like just an excellent little, like, fun game to play with the other bartenders.
You know, we didn't have fights a lot, so I think maybe if you don't play crappy, violent music, maybe, you know, like, if anything ever bad happened, like, if there was, like, a scuffle or something, you'd quickly play, like, reggae. Or, like, Bob
Just don't
Marley.
Worry. Yeah, don't worry. Be happy.
Yeah, like, nobody got in a fight when there's reggae playing, you know? Like, it just seems like a weird thing to do, and I don't know. Anyway.
It's one of those things. It's the element of surprise.
I'm glad you mentioned the jukebox, because I was gonna suggest maybe Jukebox Hero as my serious, like, walk up song, but I'm actually gonna go with All Revved Up with No Place to Go by Meatloaf, because I am cooped in my little
That's pretty fitting, because you roll out of bed, you put the headset on, you're set to go for
it. But
your
I gotta
day.
Hear the song now. I think he's gonna find it right now.
Anyway, he will. Aaron's a very
I know
quick with
he's
keyboard,
like
so
he's gonna find the oh he found the Burger King song.
Do you want,
like,
do you want me to sing it for you? There you go.
He's got, no. Please do not sing it. Please don't. Whatever it takes.
I don't remember this song. This is not a good song, Will.
What?
No.
It wouldn't be this part. It would be the chorus. But
oh, okay.
Well, man,
every Saturday night
I
felt the fever grow, all revved up with no place to go. Come on.
Dude, Will, that's a strikeout waiting to happen.
I think
it's also
kind of a cry for help.
Oh,
like,
something,
he's telling,
man.
He's saying how he's all revved up, ready to go. It kind of sounds like a cry for help.
I think Will's purposely taking a hit and getting on first base with this walk-up song.
Will, we're gonna talk after the show off air, bud. I'm gonna see all if right. you need a little help.
Anyway, so we digress, but
that's okay. Here on Fridays, we're typically doing our most Wisconsin headlines of the week. I want to get your two cents. If somebody came maybe ill-prepared, thought they were
let's,
overprepared.
Let's not comment on that. Let's move on to the next Wisconsin headlines
curious.
Of the week, because I got like 15
right, fine,
of them
fine,
lined
fine.
Up here.
I'll go with my
like,
next one.
If you need me to do it. Okay.
You want to go again?
I'm catching enough heat from people texting in, Luke, that I recognize that I metaphorically swung and missed. On this Friday afternoon, which kind of, I guess, fits the whole theme of the walk-up music. So it is your turn. I will defer to you, but I'd rather not rehash old conversations.
Right, I feel like historically when I listen to your show, on average, Luke does a better job of picking very specific micro stories that are super specific, and Will's brain is like all over the place, and he's like, and then his story is like just a bigger macro picture or something that happens to have like Wisconsin involved in it, sort of. Am I wrong? Is that a wrong assessment of that?
I don't know.
Well, last
week
Luke dropped an
think?
Indiana headline. So
you
like,
dropped saying that diverting water out of the Great Lakes was uniquely Wisconsin, and it wasn't. So, you know, we each had our...
I did not say it was uniquely Wisconsin. I said the plant in Waukesha was new, and
okay.
that was unique.
It's uniquely Midwest to lobbied politicians who allow it to happen.
Well, do you know what other city in the Midwest can divert water out of the Great Lakes? The only other one?
Chicago.
There you go.
To reverse the river.
Yep. That's how the engineering did it.
I took the boat tour, by the way. I took that.
I knew you're a Chicago guy.
So
I
took
the
architectural tour recently. That's like it's like an hour tour, and it goes into the river, and then, dude, it was really awesome. People should do that if they get down there. And they talk about the architecture, but then they talk about some Chicago history and that whole river thing, because the river was so disgusting.
So gross. It was so polluted.
Like, literally, like chickens and stuff could walk across the river because it was so, yes,
really?
It was so full of crap.
That's gross.
And so, yeah, and then all these other states sued Chicago, but the court was... in Chicago. So, like, you know, the judge is like,
we investigated ourselves and determined
totally.
We had done nothing wrong.
That's exactly what happened. They're like, tough. Yeah, so
it's us.
That's right. I know about that. It was like to 10 billion gallons or whatever it is. I don't know. A lot. It's a lot of water. Okay, what is this?
Here. This is my next entry for most Wisconsin headline of the week. So,
right. Am I the judge here?
You can. We want to get your two cents. We are going to leave Aaron as the final verdict on who wins, though.
Right.
But we want to get your opinion, Hawk. My next one is over at the Wisconsin Examiner. At assembly hearing, providers mostly pan GOP child care bills. So something that we discussed earlier in the week was the hearing. We were joined by Dan Schaefer on Wednesday from the recombobulation area discussing the public hearing that several different child care proposals got in the Wisconsin Capitol this week. And it's interesting to see how the child care industry has responded to them. And this piece over at the Wisconsin Examiner does an excellent job, written up by Eric Gunn, discussing how the childcare providers just don't believe that the solutions being provided by Republican lawmakers are what is needed to address the child care problems here in Wisconsin.
How is that uniquely Wisconsin, though? I feel like Republican lawmakers all over the country are just, like, don't have any ideas for anything. So how is that more Wisconsin than any other state?
All right, Will's nodding along. I'm feeling it.
Will's nodding along, but I just for
let me show you how it's done here, Luke. Let me show you how it's done here with my Wisconsin headline of the week. Reading over from the American Independent, a third of new Wisconsin teachers quit within 5 years. What can be done? Just over two-thirds of Wisconsin teachers, or 67%, are still on the job in the state 5 years after they start, according to data from the 2019-2020 and 2020-21 school years released by the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction in August. It is not a new issue, as obviously since what? 2010, 2011, with the Act 10 Scott Walker years, we have been facing a crushing teacher shortage in the state. We're facing a crushing worker shortage by 2030, as Luke always loves to discuss. 130,000
It's the most important statistic
jobs.
The state. Like, that is the greatest
I'm
problem.
I'm not faulting you.
No, I'm just saying. I bring it up all the time because of how important that statistic is. We're going to be 130,000 workers shy in 7 years.
Okay, Will, but here's the deal. It's funny you bring this up because my wife's a teacher, and then she also currently, her role is a half MTI, a half MMSD employee, and she's a kind of a union, kind of advocates for the union, right? With the MMSD, by the way, like, they support her in her role. They pay half her salary, that kind of thing. Is this super unique to Wisconsin? I think it is more unique to Wisconsin than some states, but I think across the country, teachers have been treated like crap. You know, literally, like, the pandemic showed, you know, teachers. I told my wife, if there was ever a time to they can't do it, by the way, because they're a collective bargaining agreement, to strike was right when, because you're going, like, oh, you want kids to come back to school?
Without
you
any
pay
precautions? Yeah, without any precautions. Yeah,
without any precautions.
Like, just open up the schools, yeah.
So I do think this one maybe, Will, has an edge on it because it might be more uniquely to Wisconsin because of Act 10. There are definitely better states as far as unions are concerned. Madison has a great reputation for, I mean, listen, Madison has a, you know, yeah, the way they do it is not the same as a old school union, but Madison's very pro-union. The teachers are very supportive of our union. I think it's 90% voted for the union, you know, so, but it's not a unique problem to Wisconsin. I mean, it might be more unique to Wisconsin because of Walker and all that crap, but I think
the piece does touch on that too, Hawk. Abigail Swetz, who is the communications director for the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, notes that low teacher pay has been a problem for years, particularly since teachers have been limited in their ability to collectively bargain for better pay since 2011. Noting that in their report, the team at DPI put together, you can see that if you look at holding constant in 2021 dollars, the salary and fringe benefits of a teacher in 2010 is more than it is today.
Crap. Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. And it's like all these people choose to never get rich. It's always a job. Like teachers choose to never get wealthy. They get taken care of on some level, sure, here and there. You know, summer's off and stuff. But I'm telling you, it's a job that, like, your kid is with the teacher 8 hours a day. Yep. 8 hours a day your kid is with the teacher. And you're like, pay him whatever. You know?
I mean, I love to pay him like a babysitter line, because then teachers would be making
$300,000. Oh, my God, yes. Let's do that.
Folks, you're listening to Town Call. We are joined by Hawk Sullivan for our Friday headline, most Wisconsin headlines of the week. If you got something you'd like to share, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
Listen to that jam.
Just let it ride.
Some Dave Brubeck.
Here's a drummer. This is a home run song right here.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. I'm vibing right now, I'm feeling it.
Dude, Will, that is way better than the Meatloaf song, come on. Come on,
I'm
dude.
I'm telling you, the Meatloaf song was a cry for help. I think it was a cry for help.
Okay. Meatloaf is good. I'm sorry, but Paradise also, by the Dashboard Light was like a 20 years before I was born banger.
It's a pretty white thing to say, Will. Meatloaf is good. That's like a very white, like.
You know, I was also not a huge
fan. I saw
him
at an airport one time.
But at the end of the pandemic, he didn't get vaccinated. Like, he was anti-vax.
Yeah.
And he passed away from COVID, I think.
That's rough, buddy.
Yes, he did. Yeah. You got to separate the art from the artist.
Okay, well.
Do you?
Too soon? Maybe it's still to do that? Who knows?
I don't listen to anything Michael Jackson past Thriller.
You draw the line in the sand, though, where the art's still there.
What was it? His one right before that, and then Off the Wall and Thriller. That's it.
That's it.
That's what I listen to.
There you go. We are joined by Hawk Sullivan here on Town Call for a Friday edition of most Wisconsin headlines of the week. You wrapped up that last segment, right, Will? I believe I did.
Yes.
So I'll go to my next one. This one over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and just an all around great headline for me because I am just a huge fan. And it's extremely Wisconsin to be displayed on the 21st season of Top Chef, but this headline over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel: Zaffiro's Pizza on Farwell, Birch and a Brewer, Top Chef hosts and judge continue sharing Milwaukee food adventures on Instagram. This Wisconsin headline just very warm and fuzzy feeling in my heart. It was the best headline of the week that I shared with Kristen Bry on As Goes Wisconsin earlier today, and it's just amazing because the fact that Wisconsin has been selected for the location of the 21st season of Top Chef is just terrific, in my opinion. I love Zaffiro's Pizza. Grew up family friends. My dad and one of the Zaffiro's worked together for a really long time. So, just core memory going and getting Zaffiro's Pizza. They even promoted the deep-fried eggplant, which is personally my favorite. So it's just very awesome to see something I grew up doing displayed on the statewide stage of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, but then also on the national stage of Top Chef.
So, Luke, I'm going to give you a quick judgment on that one. The personal connection saved you there, because I was going to say, yada, 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 Wisconsin Top Chef. We've known about this for ages, and it keeps getting brought up in the headlines.
No, but this is a current this week. Yes. They were just sharing them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's also the headline literally is names a place in Wisconsin. So, although it is the Milwaukee Journal, so, you know.
it's not Top Chef's fault, though. That's where it's. They're in Milwaukee for the season. They were here in Madison.
Had a friend, actually, who went up, was on the Capitol. Actually, I had a friend, my wife's best friend, was up at the Capitol, and she saw, seven of the chefs running across the street. And, by the way, this is what I was telling you.
I don't know if
we're telling you to do this. I was telling you to do this draft because we used to do this, right? And then we were all going to do the draft, but then Lachelle, shout out to Lachelle.
She already knows that there's a handful of them.
So Lachelle knows five of them who aren't there, and she's like, well, I can't really be in this anymore because she was filming it, you know? And then she actually got some pictures, but her and her wife are big foodies and love it. And anyway, but they were very hush-hush in Madison about where they
were. There were NDAs. Kristen was saying that in Milwaukee, too, though, the friends that have seen them shopping, you have to be, it's a huge competition.
I guess in the reality show world, you got to try to be that way. Anyway, so I think that's pretty, I give it a B+.
All right. I'm good with a B+. My mom would have been upset with it because, she likes when I bring home the A, but B+ is satisfactory.
I think B+ is good.
Yeah, it's satisfactory to me. All right, Will, you're up next.
Is this a cry for help from you now?
What?
He's been projecting this whole show.
Mom,
that's all this is.
Mom.
No.
Well, I couldn't decide between the deer one or this one, so I'm going to go with this one first because the deer one's a little sad. And I want to keep it positive on a Friday afternoon. Reading from WKOW.com, new season, new slogan for Packers fence near Lambeau Field. The Packers fans in Green Bay did a little painting on Labor Day, putting a new slogan on the famous fence right across the street from Lambeau Field that now reads, "The new pack is a love affair," as a nod to the new era with Jordan Love as the team's quarterback, with week one coming up on Sunday. Packers going to Soldier Field. Another little Chicago reference on this episode. I got it. Had to give the throw out. Had to give the shout out to Mr. Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers because football's back, baby.
You know, I got. This is definitely more Wisconsin than your headline, Lou, because only Packer fans would go and volunteer their time to clean the stadium and paint the
Mark
stadium.
Mark Murphy's we need some work done.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Wants
to help us out.
Painted. Have you met Buffalo fans?
No.
Only you're telling me only the Packers would have a fan base to do this?
I mean,
there's not people all across Chicago falling in love with Justin Fields and painting his picture everywhere already, they did with Mitch Trubisky.
No, but your Chicago fans would definitely be like, "No, we ain't doing that, bro. Are you paying us? Like Chicago fans are. Listen, so I'm a Bears fan. I own four bars in Madison, and like
ooh, that's
I always
news.
So yeah. And then in the spring of next year. Anyway, but we can talk about it. Maybe not. Anyway, but I always say the best thing for because I own three bars. The best thing is the Packers do well in the playoffs. And then lose in the Super Bowl. And I get all that Packer money going out to bars and stuff, but they still lose. And so,
I guess when you haven't won the Super Bowl since 85, you'll take victories where you can get them, right?
You bet. If I was a Packer fan, I'd be very upset. You know, I mean, the reality is the Packers don't exist without the Bears. So, I mean, just saying, Hallis lent the money. Just, you know, just it's putting
true.
It out there.
It's true.
Everything you guys do, thank you. You're welcome.
I love the publicly
owned
aspect.
Two franchises tied together. That's what it is. It's the oldest rivalry.
It's not tied together. It was tied together as like a partnership. This is like, I'll lend you some money because I have no competition.
But we have to find out who the new ownership is now that our previous quarterback departed.
I hate our ownership, by the way. It's wretched.
I was talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, my God. So do I,
but he's in New York now, so it's not my problem.
I asked Packer fans this. Do you root against Rodgers, right? Like you want the Jets.
I'm torn.
To lose.
I have no idea. I want the Jets to play Rodgers for 65% of the snaps this season.
Yeah, I want
that's
that.
What I'm cheering for.
100%. Yeah.
All right, Aaron. I tried to give you not a confined time limit, but I think we're gonna have to go to a constrained time here. We got just a minute left. Mr. Zomers, lay it on us. Who had the most Wisconsin headlines this week?
Most Wisconsin headline of the week goes to. William Walter.
See, my good PFAS one was too long ago. Even with the NIL mishap,
NIL mishap was weighed out. I do think, I agree with Hawk that the Packer one was really good. And no time to get into that anymore. But, yeah.
Hey, I had an embarrassing strikeout on the first at-bat, but I came back strong. I had three at-bats.
They had us in the first half, not going to lie.
Drove in some RBIs. Yeah, that's all it is.
It's because of your crappy Meatloaf song. That's why.
It's the cry for help. It's the answer to the cry for help.
He steps into the pitch. He gets a walk.
Thanks so much for joining us on this Friday edition of Town Call. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. Town Call will be back on Monday, 12:15. Talk to y'all then.
Take it easy, party people.
Cole never bothered me anyway. Yeah, that's it. Home run. Triple. Good to see you, Will.
You too, Hawk. That reminds me of Packers fans literally going.